the Cambridge Central School District Board of Education has reversed its decision to retire its Indians name and logo. By a 3-2 vote, the Cambridge Central School District has decided to keep its Indians nickname. The school board in Washington County, New York, voted in a hybrid virtual in-person meeting Thursday night to rescind a June 17th resolution dropping its mascot and logo, a stereotypical image of a Native American man's profile. The district has endured months of debate over whether the Indians mascot is too offensive to keep. Board member Dylan Hanyost, a 2007 CCS graduate with Native American heritage, introduced the new resolution keeping the Indians' associations, similar to one discussed by the board on June 10th. The Indians' moniker will stay, while a committee will be formed to review the logo.
As a lifelong community member of Cambridge, I can say without a doubt that this has been the most unsettled our community has ever been during my entire lifetime. We've experienced a global pandemic that completely disrupted and altered our way of life for the foreseeable future. In the midst of these trying times, our school leaders have enabled a debate to completely take over the culture of our school. Faculty and students were stripped of what little stability they had left. Valuable time and resources sucked away from our children and pumped into a debate that easily could have been tabled. Activists and media from afar casting bad light over our school and community while pushing a one-sided narrative, even resorting to name-calling and personal attacks on members of our community.
Superintendent Doug Silvernell.
All right, so there was a call for your motion. It was seconded, a call for discussion. There was no discussion. And then the President Zim called for the vote on your resolution. So are you a yes or no on your resolution?
A yes on my resolution.
By my count, that's 3-2 to rescind.
The motion passes.
Hanyost called for reestablishing trust within the Cambridge school and community.
This will require complete transparency. Although it is impossible to meet the needs and concerns of every member of the community and school, our goals will be developed through acknowledging all voices. At this moment, after considering all the voices on the matter, I believe that it is in the best interest of our students, faculty, and community to be provided a process to move forward in a positive and progressive way, together, not divided.
John Cain is a Native American activist who attended Cambridge Central School from the third grade until he graduated from high school in 1978. For months, he's been arguing that the school is mocking Native people.
I mean, it's impossible to believe that these people, some of whom are now on the school board, and certainly some who spoke at the board meeting, it's impossible to believe that they could be that ignorant. I mean, what I saw on display was white privilege that is wrestling with white fragility. The whole idea that the outsiders, meaning, you know, people like me or frankly any Native people who live on Native lands, that we outsiders are trying to take something away from these poor white people. This is white privilege battling with their white fragility, and that's what was on display in Cambridge at the board meeting.
Cain says the issue is far from over.
I'll be back to Cambridge, and I'll continue to fight this thing until it's finally put to rest. And it, like I said, this only ends one way. It ends with Cambridge Central School no longer mocking Native people with their Indian name and their Indian mascot. It only ends one way.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.